The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
My name is Ros Melia and I'm Managing Director at Cayman National.
Ros, it's so nice to meet you and so lovely to have you up here at the station. And you're here with Little Piece of Hope, a charity who you've come to support this year. How did all of this come about?
Well, we've actually supported the charity for the last 3 years. We wanted to make a positive impact to the community. We've seen the incredible work that they have done, and it was a real easy choice. Just seeing the support that they've given to families across the island has been absolutely amazing.
And we've just been listening actually to them, haven't we? The girls talking to us about the number of different ways that they have had an impact on our island community. It just shows how important charities like this are, doesn't it?
Yes, for sure.
And you went to their awards, the Heroes of Man Awards as well. Tell us a little bit about it.
In January, it was quite an emotional evening, but to just witness the support by others, watching the videos of people's stories, real life stories, really touched everybody's hearts. It was just amazing and just reinforced the incredible work that they do. And from a business point of view, we've tried to get the staff involved, and we have a staff tuck shop. So we buy lots of goodies for the tuck box, sell it at a little bit of a profit, and those profits will also go to the charity.
And also, you know, as we were just hearing from Helen and Emma there, part of that as well is you're raising awareness amongst your team.
For sure, for sure. And the charity resonates with me personally. I had my own personal loss many years ago in the 1990s, and it was a subject that nobody would ever talk about, the loss of a child, and particularly stillbirth. We live in a different world now. So to know that families will get the support that they need now, not just financial, but emotionally as well, is so important. And I'm so happy that everything has evolved over the years and that support is there for everybody.
Well, thank you for sharing your story with us. I mean, Helen and Emma, we've obviously spoken to you a number of times over the years. It must also be lovely to hear that, you know, from what Ros was saying, they're obviously sharing her own personal story, but also talking about how much things have changed for the positive in this kind of area.
Yeah, like I've said, and like Ros said, there was no support going back a few years. And yeah, the push to support people and make sure they don't feel alone is the most important thing about running the charity.
Mm-hmm.
And we try and have the ethos of making sure that we're doing it for, we're running the charity for people on the island. We're not doing it for ourselves. It's, you know, we're running it for people, and we listen to what people want and need on the island.
Mm-hmm. And Emma, obviously we're hearing from you about the amount of money that you have to raise, of course, to be able to support the families over here.
Yeah.
The figures are, you know, understandably quite high there. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, have you got any idea roughly how many families you've actually helped over the years?
I know that one of the years we still do our Secret Santa, one of the years there was over 200 gifts given out just at Christmas. The Heroes of Man Awards impacts at least 17 families each year, because we have 17, 18 awards that will go out. And then with the baby loss, when I see Helen does the, during Baby Loss Awareness Week, they do things down on the prom. And if you see the pink and blue ribbons that come up, that's all Helen's work. And that impacts a lot of families. And then you take into account the ones that are travelling off. It's in the thousands easily. Probably closer to 10,000, I would say, over the years, if not more.
Yeah, I mean, it's lovely because we had an old man come up to us. He was must have been in his 70s, and we were putting the ribbons up along the prom, and he came up and he said that he'd lost his son going back 40-45 years before. He didn't say much, but he was just really grateful that there was something being done and that he could remember his son in that way, because I don't think he'd been able to previously. And yeah, that was really touching when you've got it. We support all generations. It's not just recent baby loss, it is past baby loss as well.
Let's come back to what Roz was just talking about there with regards the awards, which is obviously something that has really grown over the years. And as Roz was saying there, the people that you have met and have brought the stories to the rest of us as a result of these awards, I mean, incredible humans, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And I think we've been able to continue it over the years because there's always a special story out there that needs sharing. And yeah, we're always surprised, even though we do it year after year after year. I think, what are we on, seventh year maybe now? There's always someone who just, it shocks, someone's story shocks you. Mm-hmm. There's always tears on the night. And there's just some incredible people on the island. They really do deserve recognition.
We recognise people in so many different areas. So we're recognising professionals, we're recognising children and families. But we had a wonderful winner last year who was the person that set up the food bank on the Isle of Man. And, you know, and we've even had a guy that was nominated and shortlisted, an older guy, and he just said, I've won enough awards, someone else. You know, so we do have a multi-generational thing. You know, with the Heroes of Man Awards, some of ours are grandparent of the year. You know, it can be a child, it can be professional healthcare worker or a teacher. So I think what I love about the Heroes of Man Awards is that across the spectrum and a whole island point of view as well, recognition.
And the nominations are open now, aren't they?
Nominations are open now. They are open until the 30th of August. You can nominate at the same website, but just put /nominations at the end. It's quite an easy web form to fill in. Put a little bit of detail in. So our judges love to hear everything, as much detail as possible. So please put as much information as you can in about how wonderful your nominee is.
And Roz, having been there at the awards for a couple of years now, I mean, what would you say to encourage somebody to apply, whether it's for themselves or on behalf of somebody else? What do you think it means to people to be part of this?
I think it's just so special. I think, you know, whether you're supported individually or as a business, I would just encourage you all to attend and listen to everybody's stories, to just see that everybody, you know, that needs the support is understood and they're seen and they're helped. It's just wonderful, wonderful experience. So I would just encourage everybody to get involved in some shape or form. Like I said, in our office, we're just simply doing a little tuck box with everybody's favourite goodies, and it makes a small profit, but it's going to such a good cause.
And maybe encourages conversation as well.
For sure, for sure. Like I said earlier, well, my daughter actually would have been 35 tomorrow, but we could never. It was never talked about back in those days, and it's just wonderful now to be involved with the charity, but also just being able to sit here and finally talk about it. It's an amazing experience.
What do you think would have been? Is there sort of one thing that would have helped you at the time that wasn't available to you?
Just being able to talk to somebody, it was always sort of just an attitude, dust yourself off and get back to work and put it behind you, really. I always remember being told at the time, you know, just try again and just have another child. And we did. And she's actually 34 today. But yeah, it was just such a taboo subject. And occasionally, even today, you know, people do feel uncomfortable talking about it. But it's, I think the world is changing and I think people are listening more. So
that's so good to hear. And I mean, Helen and Emma, what would you like the future to look like?
Do you know, I was just listening to Roz there and I think actually we need to hear from people on the island who are going through this or have been through this, and to be able to support more people, let us know what you think could be done, because if we have more ideas, we can set things up based on those ideas. And, you know, come and join us, give us your feedback, give us your ideas, and we can set things up on the island, which maybe no one is touching on yet. So that's the other thing as a charity. It's not just about what we're doing, it's about what we can do as well. So get in touch via our website. We also have Facebook as well. So that's Manx Children's Charity, Little Piece of Hope. Yeah, I think it's getting feedback from people who are going through things and living through things or have lived through things, because it takes, you know, it doesn't just take a few people. It takes an army to change things.
And those changes are happening, as we were just hearing, which is really positive to hear. Emmett, you mentioned already a number of things that are happening this year and the sort of things that you guys get involved with. What is 2026 looking like for you?
So the rest of 2026, we have got nominations open for him. Please, please put your nominations. I want the judges to have an even harder time every year on you. But this year we've got our nominations open until the end of September, and then we pass them over to the judges. Then we've got Baby Loss Awareness Month in October.
So the whole month is Baby Loss Awareness Month, is the whole month of October. And then, yeah, we have Baby Loss Awareness Week between the 9th and the 15th of October. We usually get involved with Wayne at Strand Shopping Centre, who's absolutely amazing, and we can usually set up a table there that people can go and, you know, they can pick up a candle to light on the Wave of Light Night, which is a night where families who have lost babies and infants worldwide come together at 7 p.m. In all time zones worldwide and light a candle in memory of babies and infants gone too soon. So we always do that at the Strand. We always try and put ribbons across along the promenade, with babies' names on who have been lost. Most are from the island, but we do have some people who come across our Facebook page from other areas of the world and ask for a ribbon as well.
And then for the rest of the year, we will be looking at Superhero Santa, which is where if children have had a difficult year, they can get nominated and we can provide presents, additional presents, just a little something extra. We also support the local, we're local to South, so we support the Southern Food Bank and we get presents for each of the children that their families are in recipients of the food bank. And we will have our Heroes of Man Awards on the 23rd of January for our winners. And I keep banging on about Heroes. Heroes is such a... I'm not crying yet, so that's good, because usually I do want to talk about it. The awards can start so many conversations, you know. So we led on to have conversations in my house about organ donation, because not last year, the year before, there was a lot of... it just coincided with a lot of the winners that had either been donors or recipients of organ donation. And, you know, actually, everything comes back to having conversation. So, but yeah, as far as what we've got on this year, we've got our nominations, we've got our baby loss awareness, we've got our Superhero Santa, and then we're into awards ceremony in January.
Are you sure that's enough?
No. And then we start again.
I get the impression you'd add a million more things if you could, wouldn't you?
Helen would. Helen would. I'm a bit more controlled. Helen can't say no.
Well, as ever, it's wonderful to talk to you both. Ros, it's been so lovely to meet you, and thank you for sharing your story with us. Just remind us again where we go to get these nominations sorted.
So it's www.alittlepieceofhope.com/nominations. We do have a specific Heroes of Man Awards Facebook page as well, so do check out that, because we will be sharing lots of posts on our sponsors. We've got a fair few sponsors, so thank you to everyone who sponsored so far.
We do need more.
we've got a few this year, but I do think a special mention for Adorn, Connect to Accounting, and Corkle and Callow, because they've sponsored us pretty much since the beginning, consistently very, very good advocates for the charity and for especially for Heroes.
And Cayman National, of course.
Cayman National. We do have Cayman. We have got a few. There is a few more still open. And it's things like we have magicians and stuff on the evening and some entertainment, especially for the kids that are there. It could be quite a long evening. So we're hoping that maybe somebody, a company, would help support us, even if it's just in that. And if you support us in any way through the sponsorship, and even if it is for entertainment and it's not for an award, you do get an invite to the evening as well. So...
Which
come
is
and cry
a
with us.
Special event. I know it's such a special event. As ever, thank you so much. As we mentioned, lovely to meet you, Ros, and do keep us posted on everything, won't you? How it all goes over the course of this year, and let's get some more people nominated. Get on that website, guys.
The charity of the week, brought to you by Kell Properties.